Hey, Ann.
Hello.
How the heck are you?
You don't really want to know.
Oh, no, actually, I do.
Well, let's see. In the last 3 days, I had to put brand new tires on my car. I had to spend money to patch a roof that's leaking, and then I learned that I need to replace the roof that's leaking. And while the roofers were examining the roof, someone burglarized my garage.
Oh, my gosh.
How's your week going?
You win.
It's a small consolation, but I'll take it.
What'd they take from the garage?
Lawnmower, weed whacker.
Oh, my gosh. Did you go back to the roofer guy? And
it's not really his fault. I live in a crap neighborhood.
Oh, so it wasn't one of his people. It was somebody.
No, it was somebody who saw the garage open, even though there was a workman's truck parked in front of it.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
Went in specifically looking for things, because none of those things were visible to a casual passerby.
Yeah, you win. Doesn't that just burn your blood that people just can do that? Just
oddly, I find it less annoying than work. I think part of it is that, you know.
You made my day. I got to tell you, that statement alone made my day.
Well, here's the thing. Do you know the story of Pandora's box?
Oh, yeah.
And at the bottom of the box, after she let all the evil out of the box and into the world, at the bottom of the box, what was left?
Mm-hmm.
And Westerners tend to take that as being a sort of uplifting message, but the Greeks didn't. The Greeks realized that possibly the most demoralizing thing you can have is hope.
Mm-hmm.
And so the thing is, I know I live in a crap neighborhood. I don't really expect better from them, but I expect people at work to at least not prevent me from doing my job, even if they refuse to do their own.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives me hope.
Mm-hmm.
And sadly, that is where most of the trouble comes from.
Wow. Yeah, that's not dissimilar over on this side at times. So.
Yeah, I believe it. I was very lucky for quite a few years. There you go.
Yeah.
I dealt with my share of annoying work situations, but this was pretty good until a few years ago.
And
now I need to shut up.
Yeah, we both would end up saying things that shouldn't be said on telecom. So.
Not when they're being recorded.
Yeah. Yes, but I can delete the recording. I have the power.
Good. Could you just delete everything up until noon and we'll be fine?
Yeah. Oh, somebody else is there. Who's there? Nobody there?
I didn't hear a beep.
No, I didn't, but I thought I heard a male voice other than mine.
No. Huh? Well, there wasn't anybody walking past the hallway. I did yank on my phone cord.
Mm.
Perhaps it was banging against something that sounded low and rumbly.
Mm. Yeah. Well, hopefully this will be a short telecon.
Yeah, well, there's not a lot I can add. I still haven't had time to do anything.
Yeah, in fact, at some point, not this telecon, because I actually don't feel like having a telecon, and Elizabeth will not be here, so I get to run them, and I really, truly do not like running these things.
Yeah.
I think we should discuss this new process and look at it from the perspective of we're not making any real progress on any of these fronts. We just meet to go over the status, and everybody pretty much, and I'm not saying that they don't have good reason, but pretty much everybody just says,
well, actually, I think that last time the subject came up, I actually said, and nothing's going to happen this week either.
No, that's fine.
I don't actually mind being...
Dick?
Good morning.
Morning.
But then at least, of course, when I'm in a meeting here, I can actually say I'm being nagged by the standards group to get such and such done. And
mm-hmm.
it tends to raise the priority.
Yeah.
I could lie about whether or not I'm being nagged.
So there was a ding without a voice. We'll go back down the list. Susie, are you there? Not yet. Mitch? Okay. Wait a couple more minutes. Right now I have Lyle, Patty, Chris, Ann, Dick, and myself. Did I miss anybody?
Adams.
Oh, you must have been the dean.
Yeah.
Okay. Todd, who's with you, Susie?
Nobody right now.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds lonely.
Well, I don't know. Have you all ever met Jen Ward?
I don't think so.
She does a lot of our grunt work for validation and things like that. She may show up. She was interested to see what goes on in one of these.
We can fix that.
Yeah, we got to be nice, huh?
No. Don't give the poor thing illusions.
It's due to Jen that item 2 on it is on our agenda about what to do with data sets that don't attach themselves neatly to missions.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, poor baby.
Hey, Rose.
Hello.
How are you?
Hey,
We're going to wait. Let's see, actually, we have a full agenda. Ann went to grab some printouts. So shall we follow the agenda, starting with, Elizabeth is not here. Let me go down the list, actually. Elizabeth isn't here today. So the roster that I have is Lyle, Susie, Patty, Chris, Todd, Ann, Rose, Ron, and Steve Adams, which is a good group.
Quorum?
It's definitely a quorum, yeah. Do you want to start with the second item, the data set not associated with the mission, or shall we just go down the status and then hit item 2?
Jen is not here yet, so let's stay in order.
Gotcha. Okay, so 118, Elizabeth is the lead. Susie, I think you've been part of that. Do you have a status on that one?
Well, I am, and I remember discussing this a couple of meetings ago, and what I have on my notes is that Elizabeth was going to clarify a couple of points that we discussed in the PAG, Proposers Archive Guide, and I guess after that would make some change to the SDR. But, I mean, we talked about it, and we kind of took an informal poll. We agreed that ICDs, most of us agreed, that ICDs do not belong in the archive and that SIS's do, and that we need to have some policy. What do you do if they're combined in one document? And we also need a file naming scheme. So I believe Elizabeth was going to take all that upon herself and come back with a proposal, an updated SDR.
Any chance you have a summary of those points that you might send to me so that I could do this?
Sure. I can just write down what I just told you from my notes and send that to you, if that's what you mean.
Oh, I meant the actual points that she was going to clarify in the PAG?
Hold on. Do I even have that? Let's see. I don't... No, Ron, I'm sorry. I don't recall what exactly it was. I didn't write it down.
Okay. I'll email Elizabeth and ask her if she has those points.
Well, I think it was just to be clearer about what is an ICD and what is a SIS.
So to clarify... Somewhere in the PAG, there is some discussion of ICDs and SISs.
Yeah, and I think maybe it's inconsistent.
Okay, and so try and resolve some consistency between...
I thought there was some verbiage in that PAG that said it was required or implied that it was required as part of the archive.
Yeah, we should ask Elizabeth rather than guess. I just don't remember.
And I think it depends on what the definition of each document is. And at the time, we were looking at the definition that the ESA people were using, and I think we have decided that the ICD is a slightly different document than what ESA calls it.
Okay, I will email, I'm going to make myself email Elizabeth and ask her for the points from the discussion, and I will try to take that on as... Okay. Cool. Anything else on this one?
No.
Cool. Moving to 119.
So, yes, Ron, this is Chris.
Yeah.
Hey, we've a couple things. We've had a little hard time getting together as a group, but to add to that, we've been able to sort of meet in a fragmented way, a couple people at a time, and so currently I have an action item to gather information from. What is currently going on in ISIS as far as map projections, and that would be a good starting point for the group to start with map projections there, and we can that will get the group started on what level to use those and to how to expand from there. So we haven't met as a whole group yet. We're working on that, but we're sort of getting started on it.
Well, again, what was your action item?
To gather map projection information requirements within ISIS.
Within ISIS, thanks.
That has a lot of information that we can start with.
Cool, great. Okay. Anybody have any questions on that one? The other thing I want to go through, because I'm not quite sure I have all of the working group correct, from the email that I sent out, can you confirm I have all the right people listed in the working group? I think I took these from the web pages.
You mean specifically the 119?
For yours, yeah. Chris Isbell, you're the lead. Mike Kyanin is not here. Patty, you're part of the group. And Elizabeth.
That's the correct list.
Okay, cool. 118, we have the right set of people. Elizabeth is the lead, which may become me, I don't know. Susie and me. Interesting. Okay. I may throw Steve on here just to sort of balance this out. Since
some random Steve? Do you have a pool of Steve?
Yes, we do, actually. Okay, cool. Anything else on 119? No? 123? Elizabeth is the lead, and I'm listed, but Ann, you wrote the SCR, apparently.
Yeah, I keep thinking that this is done and taken care of. Why does this keep showing up?
Because I'm not... It could very well be. I took the status from the web page, and I'm not sure...
Let me actually check that data dictionary that I downloaded earlier or last week or the week before or something like that and see if this has been done. Space... No, it still has a unit ID of kilometers.
Okay.
I have no idea what you have to do to get this done.
Well, did we vote on it?
I thought we did.
This is.
And did it pass?
It's a velocity. It has units of kilometer. Why do we even need to discuss this? It was a typo. When the original thing went in, it should have been kilometers per second. It's a velocity with units of kilometer. It's sort of clearly wrong.
I'm catching up.
Okay.
Okay, so it says, in terms of the status on the web page, it says submitted, and there's nothing else, so I don't have any record of a vote. Do people recall there was a vote? And if when, I can go back. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Ron.
Uh-huh.
It's Chris.
Yeah.
Hey, not to get off track too much, but it seems like there was early discussion about these kinds of things. And sorry if I'm changing the topic too much, but these kind of things were some what we would consider obvious things in the data dictionary or otherwise, where like a units fix or a typographical error, but it seemed like there was resistance within the group to correct those without voting. So it seems like if that's the case, then we're sort of stuck in a people don't want to allow people to fix typos, but then when this comes up, anyway, I'm just wondering if that's still an issue. Do we need to re-discuss that, hey, when we get typos like this, we just fix them versus having to go to a working group?
Let's go through the process. The problem is that it appears these things have been happening and nothing actually follows on.
Well,
I would, if I were Ron, I'd go back through maybe three or four telecons, see if you can find the minutes.
I
sort of remember going through this before, too.
Well,
Ann is right that we do discuss it. We even have votes, and it just sort of disappears.
Ann, do you actually have the SCR because it's not posted on the web page?
No, this one, hang on just a second. I need to cough my one. This problem has been around longer than the current new procedure and longer than its SCR number would indicate. We've been complaining about it literally for years. They keep telling us it was going to get fixed, and it never got fixed.
Who's they?
And so, well, they would be whoever I called at the time working at Central Node and then Engineering Node. Yes,
oh.
It's been that long.
Wow.
And so at one point I think somebody said, well, file an SCR, we'll take care of it. Then I believe we had the discussion about, well, this is a stupid typo. Do we really have to discuss it? Can't it just be fixed? And I think the argument was, well, we can't fix anything without documentation, so file the SCR. So I filed the SCR, but I still don't want to discuss it. I just want it to be fixed. I don't know that we have ever actually formally called for a vote. In fact, I would be a little surprised.
Well, procedurally, there is no like actual standard change request. There's a problem summary that was submitted.
Right.
But procedurally, since this is the kind of thing that is almost like an obvious fix, can we vote?
What is most about it?
Well, I was just wondering, procedurally, can we vote without having an actual, this is the change SCR type, the actual request? Can we vote on just a problem summary? If the answer is yes, I'll move for a vote. Let's just move it out of the way.
So let me make sure I understand. All we want to do is in the data dictionary for the keyword SC target velocity vector, change the unit from kilometers to kilometers per second.
That's correct.
That's the only change, nothing else.
And that's what's described in the problem summary, but there's no specific thing.
There's no actual SCR.
There's no actual SCR.
That says we've reviewed the PAG and the requirement, the standard reference and all those things. There's no impact anywhere else except the data dictionary and, in fact, just this keyword within the data dictionary. So.
Right, right. The question I ask is procedurally, can we just kind of fast track this thing, move it out of the way and vote on it or just fix it? I'm willing to make an exception on this SCR and just say yes on it and get it fixed.
Tell you what, I'll take the SCR on. I'll propose a fix. We can vote next time.
Okay.
Okay. Does that work for everybody? So, Ann, in next telecon, so, Dick, you're going to take the action to write the SCR. And
well, I'm not sure what exists already, but
it's just a problem summary.
Well, I've got it up on the web page, but I'm not sure. This will be good experience. I'll learn how to fill out the form.
Well, Elizabeth's been pretty good about posting any SCR she's getting or has received. So I would say that we haven't actually created an SCR, but she's not here.
I find that hard to believe. The only reason I ever went through the interface was because I was told there had to be something.
Yeah, let's leave a documentation path. But it sounds like what we need is the actual change request. So
okay.
I'll fill that in.
So, Dick, you're going to write the SCR. You'll send it to me so I can distribute it, or are you going to distribute it to the entire
thing? I think it gets posted.
Right, yeah, if you send it to me, then it gets posted automatically is what you're saying now. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
I'm not sure how to access the website to do that, but you and I can figure that out after the telecon.
Cool, okay. Anything else on this one? Cool, okay. Dick, I'm adding you to the working group. Ha-ha!
I'm the lead.
That's right. Cool, okay.
And can become honorary lead.
I don't actually want to have anything more to do with it. Can you tell?
Yeah.
Before we move on.
Yep.
As I'm doing a quick browse of the data dictionary. Maybe I'm a latecomer on this, but besides the current keyword that's in there.
Yeah.
Spacecraft target velocity vector. I'm sorry. SC sun velocity vector also has the same. Same units.
Yeah, I think there was a set of them.
Pardon?
I thought that was fixed. So it's even worse than I thought. Neither one of the wrong keywords.
Anyway, don't know if it's worth taking a quick look at other vector velocity.
I'll take a quick look.
Actually, those are the only two so far. So.
Yeah, they were both submitted at the same time with the same stupid error in them.
Well, there's all kinds of these. All spacecraft position vector with kilometers?
Well, position is kilometers.
So there's a position vector and there's...
Yeah. Those seem to be the only two velocity ones that I see.
Kilometers per second. Okay. Cool. So Dick, are you going to also look at across these or...?
I'll do what I can. I'm not as good at scanning these as other people, but I'll see what I can find.
Just so you know, Dick, I did a search on any keywords with velocity, and those are the only two that have that units problem.
Okay, then that's done. Thanks.
Okay, cool.
You should be on the working group.
I didn't hear anything.
Silence.
Yeah.
Moving along.
1124, the PSDD enhancement, the...
You're going to rewrite that one.
Yeah. Oh, so here's my question, because I emailed Elizabeth. We parked... I know there was a lot of controversy, and I kind of lost... Are we parking this one and writing a new one? Is that what we all agreed to?
No, I think we were going to write a new one and then flush this one.
Write new one first. Write new SDR first. And
yeah, just
then
leave this one in the system so it's a,
okay.
We know what the issues are.
Leave current unchanged in the status. Okay, cool.
So your recommended actions would be to reject this one and then do whatever we need to do to fix the problem.
Say that again?
When you get to the part about the actual change request, you would say that you want to reject 1124 and then list all the changes that are needed to fix the original problem.
Gotcha. Okay. No, I haven't had a chance to do this, but I'll get to it. Okay, cool. Anything else on 1124? No, it's a big long. Okay, so do I have the right working group? So currently I'm the lead, Mike, Ian, and Lyle, you're on this, Todd, Elizabeth, and Dick. That's the right list?
It's good for me.
Okay, cool.
I think so.
Yeah. Anything else on this one? 1126, multiple occurrences of same keyword in an object?
No progress.
No progress, cool. Okay, so Ann, you're the lead, Mike, Lyle, Steve Hughes, and Todd Keene, and Dick Simpson.
True, yes. It's all waiting on me.
Okay, cool.
Well, Ann, what's your position on this? Should there be or should there not?
What's my position?
I'm just curious.
On whether there should or shouldn't be? There shouldn't
yeah.
be.
Okay.
I mean, that's... Once again, it should be obvious, but it's sadly not.
I'm a little unclear on what brought this up as an issue then.
ESA. Rosetta, specifically.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they're submitting labels with identical keywords, several points in the label in the same context, and identical pointers having several objects of the same type in the label, and it's a mess.
Okay. Anything else on this one? 1127, pointer object ambiguity.
Well, once again, no progress for the same reason.
Okay. So, Ann, you're the lead. Mike, Cayenne, and Lyle, Steve, and me. Those are the right set of people. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. 1128, add new keyword, browse usage ID, Ed.
Okay. I'll report for Ed.
Mm-hmm.
Last time it was decided that Ed would rewrite the SDR slightly, update it just a little bit, and he has done that and sent the revised text to Elizabeth. And I believe they have agreed that she will post that and call for an e-vote.
Yeah, it looks like it's posted. There's a version 2.
That should be it, yeah. So I believe the revision was in addition to the values, primary and secondary, they've added... overview or something like that.
Right.
The possible type.
Cool. Okay.
There was not agreement, however.
No, and there was a lot of comments and email that I believe are also posted on the website. So you can go through those if you want to hear the controversy.
Is this one of those situations where we're going to get to hear it again when it comes up for discussion in front of the tech group, whether we want to or not?
No comment.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. Anything else on 1120?
Nope.
Which would bring us to agenda number 2.
Okay. Jen's not here, but I will go on for her.
Okay.
So we have a data set that is basically laboratory measurements of Mars analog materials, so they are of interest to people studying Mars data. It's an Earth lab studying Earth materials. So we have prepared this data set, and where in the catalog files it asks you for mission name, we put NA. And that came back from Betty Sword, and she said that won't work because you need a mission name to make all the catalog tables hook up correctly, and that for in previous cases they have used, Ron, I forget what it was exactly.
Support archives.
Mission name, yeah, support something?
Support archives.
Support archives, and there's an in existence already a mission.cat file that describes that.
Mm-hmm.
So Betty said, please use this instead and send us that cat file, but it doesn't seem to apply to our data set. And so I brought up the general question with Betty and Ron is why can't we just say either NA or if that doesn't work, can we just say mission equals none rather than make up a phony mission? Because in our case, anyway, it doesn't apply. There is no mission.
How does it not apply?
There's no mission.
That's not an answer. The reason the ground support archives exist is because the PDS exists to archive data related to NASA missions. If you're saying there is no mission, then it doesn't belong in the PDS.
It does not.
However,
belong.
This is mission. This is data that was gathered in support of some mission for analyzing the data from some other mission, right?
Not in our case, no.
Then why are we archiving the data?
It is of interest to people investigating Mars data.
It's complementary data.
Well, that's what the support archives is for, data that complements the observations made by space missions.
But it was not funded or made in support of any particular mission.
Neither were ours. That's what the support archives is for. It doesn't indicate funding came from any particular source.
But
it's
isn't
just in support used by data that's legitimately in the archives.
But isn't mission also kind of like a project or some sort of
campaign
or something like that? I mean, we use the term mission, but it I think it has evolved to have much more general meaning.
Yeah, and Todd, related to that, an example here might be we have a we have an observatory that does calibration images of the moon,
mm-hmm.
and so it's an Earth-based observatory, and eventually we may be asked to archive something like that.
We have ground-based laboratory spectra of meteorites and some terrestrial materials in our archives and have had for many years.
Yeah, so I guess the question is, what did we say for mission name?
Support archives.
Right.
Well,
that's exactly right. So it's from Anne's collection that this solution came about.
Well, no, it was forced on us because we argued for years that this isn't related to a mission, and Central Node said, we don't care. We need this for referential integrity, and it's the way the system was designed. And so they said, okay.
Susie, where is this data from again?
It's from Mike Shepard's bug lab at Bloomsburg University.
So this is laboratory data.
The bug is a Bloomsburg University goniometer, yes, that measures gonies. No, it's like a spectrometer.
Okay, well, I will offer an example of something that's in our archives. This was the Mars General Circulation Model, which was archived back in the Steve Lee days, the atmosphere's node. We've since decided that it's probably not a good idea to archive actual model atmospheres, since it's just a computer model and they will continue to change over time. But the archive as it exists has no mission.cat. It has just dataset.cat, first.cat, ref.cat, and a collection.cat, and that's it.
Sounds like PDS2.
Well, it may have been created in PDS2, but the version we have is a PDS3 version, so.
Yeah, we have data sets that are that old that don't technically have mission catalog files either. There was just a line drawn in the sand, if you will, at which point Central Node said, no, you cannot do this any longer, not with contemporary data sets, not with any revisions of existing data sets that you submit. It screws up the database.
Now, Susie, what we've decided to do, there are various laboratory data that we would like to include as resources for our website,
right.
And we have the structure set up for that. But we don't think it's really a very good idea to include them as actual archived data sets because precision will always improve.
In that particular case, yeah. I don't think that really applies to our data set.
Okay.
But can't you describe a mission.cat for a facility? Buzz Lab or whatever?
Well, here's the thing. I have no objection to the current mission support or support mission, whatever it is, structure, if that works for Anne and whoever else is using it. It doesn't seem to work for us, and I do understand you need referential integrity. You need some value in that mission name field. But I don't see why we can't just have mission none.
This is Steve. Why can't we use NA?
Oh, Ron said we can't.
We got NA in the...
Steve, you argued with me for 6 years about why we...
No. I'm actually going to push back quite a bit on what you said, Ann. We've always allowed NA for almost anything. Mission is, as Todd has said, is very general. We allow campaigns and experiments. I think it was you that requested support archives because you said NA didn't make any sense for your particular mission.
No, I never said that. NA was what was where we started. It was central node people of various stripe over the course of several years that said NA is not acceptable. We cannot continue to deal with it.
NA is currently, I'm looking at the database right now, NA is a valid mission name.
Oh, yeah, that's a holdover from back when we used to use NA, and they said, well, look what you made us do. Now we have to define a mission called NA.
I'm sorry. From the very beginning, we allowed NA as for reference integrity in almost every case. So from a technical perspective, database has always allowed it. The interpretation or the semantics of what a mission is always been up to the nodes. And if they decided they didn't want to use NA, they decided on something else.
Steve, if you're telling me NA is okay, I'll accept that and shut up.
I'm sorry?
If you're telling me that it's okay for me to say NA, then I will accept that and then I will shut up.
Okay, I'm posing a question. Why isn't NA available? People keep telling me that it's not.
Let's hear what Ron says. He's the one who told Betty and me that it was not available.
Okay, then I think maybe engineering node needs to understand why NA won't work, but this is news to me.
Ron?
We've used NA in the past, but only when people haven't been prepared to supply one, that they have a data set that's in preparation. They want to ingest that data set, but they haven't gotten around to creating a mission catalog file. So to temporarily allow referential integrity to work, the N/A mission was in there just for the purpose of satisfying referential integrity. So that's a period. Now, so having said that, if you don't mind people searching for your data set and looking through that through the mission N/A, I guess you could use that forever, but it was sort of a temporary placeholder until a mission came along. And that's how we've used it in the past. I'm not saying that's not what we should do now, but
Susie, I have a question. When you describe your data set, wouldn't you want to somehow indicate the facility that it originated from?
We do, and that's described as instrument host.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I would think as long as that information about facility or origination point is there, that would be a complete description. I think it's completeness of description that we're trying to achieve here.
Well, I think we have described it.
Yeah. Okay.
Again, my only point was that NA is available for use, and the question is how long you want to use it is up to you, but it's up to those to decide whether or not NA is sufficient. But I thought NA always meant not applicable, as in there would never be.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So if that's what you decide you want the semantics to be for your mission, that's fine. But as Ann says, support archives is used for quite a bit of ground-based data, laboratory data. So that seems.
Yeah, and I looked at that solution and did not seem to apply to ours because there was no particular mission this was in support of.
And, of course,
for support archives, there generally isn't any particular mission. When there is a particular mission, we attribute the data to support archives and the mission.
Well, then, okay, let's take this to the logical extent. Suppose I agreed to do that, I would have to make some edits to that mission.cat.
It is the
would
most
that mean
edited,
I
that's the most edited mission catalog file.
That would be so awkward to have to go back to everybody who's already used it and say, are these changes okay with you?
Gosh, Steve, is that starting to sound familiar?
I really don't want to do that. I really want to take Steve's solution because, A, it's easy, and because it seems to me intuitive. That's the way it should be.
Yeah, and you know, after all this time, you'd think I wouldn't be so bitter when I hear that the rules are relaxed for nodes that aren't the SBN, but...
I mean, I'm sorry if I don't remember something, Anna, from the past, but I'm talking from a pure technical perspective, the NA was always available.
Now, Steve, I may be putting my foot in it here, but wasn't there a change relatively recently where we were asked to put mission name, we were asked to put something into some cat file that would make things tie up more neatly? like put mission name into the dataset.cat or something like this. I can't remember what it was, but it was for referential integrity.
Well, it wasn't. Referential integrity is always an issue from day one, and that's why NA exists as a possible mission name. The change in the past lately was that the relation from dataset to mission was made more clear by incorporating the mission name into the dataset.cat file.
That's okay. So if I go ahead and do that and use NA, that's not going to break anything.
It should not break unless somebody else out there knows something I don't know.
I think you're the one who knows, so I'm happy to hear you say it.
Okay, I would propose it should work, and we'll try to make it work, unless somebody out there says it can't.
Well, let's do that. Let's resolve this by I'll try to do it that way, and you all will try to ingest it, and then we'll see if it works.
Sounds good to me.
I'm sorry, Ann.
I have nothing more to say on the matter.
Okay. Me neither.
Is there anything else on this one?
Nope.
Okay. So we have some. So it's actually, it'll work. Okay. Next telecon. Anything else that anybody want to talk about? Silence. Cool. Next telecon, 2 weeks. Does that sound like everybody going to be around? Anything going on?
That's the 14th.
Yes. That would be November 14th. Is that good for people?
Yep. Good.
Okay. Gotcha. Anything else?
Nope.
Just note the time change between now and then.
Oh, yes. Yes, there will be.
Except in Arizona.
Yep.
All righty. Thanks, people.
Thank you, John. Bye.
Have a good one.